Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in the new Perek on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Perek Ve'elu Mafsikin. Ve'elu Mafsikin lepeh Hanachar Vashlulis v'derech Yochid v'derech Rabim u'shvil Yochid u'shvil Rabim hakavua b'yemei Sechamer v'yemei Segeshomim habor v'anir v'zera Acher. The Mishnah says the following things divide for peh means to require the fields on the either side of it to have peh given separately. A river, a main canal, a private road, a public road, a private path, a public path that's constantly used both in the summer and the winter, an uncultivated land, a ploughed land, a row of another species. Produce that didn't reach a third of its growth that is cut as animal fodder and resting on the ground, but Meir says it separates, and the Chachamim say it only separates if he ploughed there. And the Gemara says, "Shenema sadcha avavad shel yotzi misadeh lechaverta." The Brisa says, the Gemara brings that the pasuk says in Vayikra Yotes, pasuk Tes, your field in the singular, and this teaches that one must give payah from each field separately, but not from one field for another. However, this teaching is not definitive, as it in fact only is only a rabbinic law, and the pasuk is merely used as an allusion to it. As if it would be a Torah law, the divisions listed in the Mishnah should even apply to an orchard. The Tanin and Taman, Hakol Masik Lzvayim, Reina Masik Leilam, Ela Gader, Hagader Mechubar. As we see in the Mishnah, the later Mishnah in the second Perek, everything divides for seeds, but only a fence divides for a tree. Doesn't this show, therefore, that a fence is a definite Torah division? Reina Mechubar, in Tema Mechubar, Afilu Seakoitesh, Masik, the Taninan, Im Haya Seakoitesh, Eina Masik, Now, even a fence is rabbinic. If you say that a fence being a division is a Torah law, it should divide even if the branches are interlocked and reaching over the fence. But it's taught in that same Mishnah that it doesn't divide in that case, which shows that it's not actually a Torah law. In Tema, Mechubahu, afilu misadechad mafsik. Tatani, im hayase akotesh, mikan umikan, einu mafsik, hamisadechad mafsik. One might ask that since a fence is a Torah division, it should divide even if there are interlocking branches over it. This isn't a question though, because since one could say that the Torah disqualifies a fence that has such branches over it. So if so, one would think that even when the branches interlock only on one side of the fence, it should also disqualify the fence. But this isn't the case. As the Brisa taught that if there are interlocking branches on both sides, it doesn't divide, meaning that only if only on one side, it would divide. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina, said that if one separates a pair from one field for another, it's not valid. Rabbi Zeyu Boi, quoting Rabbi Yosi, Neskavin Leschus Mina Meitza V'Shar Mina. Rabbi Zeyu Rabbi Yosi asked the question, if there was a Meitza, which is a narrow strip of land at the border between two fields, which is often either higher or lower than the fields on each side, and if he gave them pair from it for the fields on either side of it, would it be valid? Rabbi Yosef avoided answering Rabbi Zeyu's question because the answer wasn't clear to him. Mechalfer should say to Rabbi Yosef, the Tanin and Taman, Moidim Chachom Rabbi Kiva b'Zeyu Shabbos oi Chardal v'Gim Mekoymos Kinei Masnisen Shabbos v'Gim Mekoymos Chardal v'Gim Mekoymos. The question is, the view of Rabbi Yosef seems to have changed because the Mishnah in the third Perek teaches that Chachom agree with Rabbi Kiva that if one sows his field with dill or mustard in three different places, pay is given from each patch separately. The Mishnah is referring to dill in three places or mustard in three places. Shmuel Amar b'pnei she'ein ha'roshoin shebehen memesim la'achoin la'achoin shebehen Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'pnei she'darcham li'zoa arugois arugois v'achra at amar achein. The Shmuel then explains that since the patches don't ripen at the same time, they're considered as separate fields. Rabbi Yosef explained from Rabbi Yochanan this because it's normal to sow in patches, and each patch is considered a separate field. And if so, why was Rabbi Yosef doubtful about this when Rabbi Zeyu asked him about it earlier? The answer is he was certain that ideally one may not give payah for the fields from the Meitzah, but he was doubtful about it when a person nevertheless did so, whether it will be valid payah or not.